Pints and Bites Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Pints and Bites Podcast. Pints and Bites.
Wrestling podcast. if you thought the cats was going to stop, we're not stopping until they
can't
give us a digital release.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Cat stop, won't stop. We're not good people. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm the Royal Rumble Tum Tugger, Danielle Radford. Julian's made changes to the script. I'm reading all of this fresh. And I'm joined today by my fellow member of the Nation of Conversation, the chairwoman of WCW, which stands for World Cats Wrestling, Lindsay Kelk.
Why, hello. Actually, I do have videos of cats wrestling if anyone wants to see it. They are my own cats. I have not set up a backyard cat wrestling league. I wouldn't do that to other cats. It's my own cats doing it electively through their own choice.
As all wrestling should be. It should be through your
consensual
own
wrestling.
Choice. Consensual wrestling. It's the final week before the Royal Rumble. Actually, I mean, when it goes up, it's going to be like the day before the Rumble.
It's going to be the day before.
Crazy. So there's a lot of discuss within WWE and then also beyond. So this is probably going to be a really heavy WWE podcast because tomorrow's the Rumble. What are you going to do?
It's the Rumble. It's my favorite.
It is my favorite.
I love the Rumble.
I sometimes think I love Mania, but I think Rumble might be my favorite of the year.
I think so too. I think about this all the time because I've been to a bunch of Manias. I've been very lucky and been to a bunch of Manias. I've never been to a Rumble.
I want to go to a Rumble.
I'm
so
desperate.
Bad.
I nearly went to Arizona last year. I was like, I'm just going to get in the car and go to Arizona. I'm going to drive. I'm going to go to the Rumble. Ah! And then realized that was not a thing I was going to do.
That's a folly.
But I think I love it. I think I love it so much more because I think I prefer to watch it than I would to be there.
Right.
Because unless you get the pop for the surprise person, that's going to be great. But I feel like the Rumble would be a mess to watch live.
Right.
Because at least at home you get the commentary and you get to follow the storylines through editing.
There was just so much happening during the Rumble. Yeah. And it's especially like when you have so many people in the ring.
Yeah.
And you like can't see anything that's happening. Yeah, I agree. I mean, but I do want to see one live, but I want to see it live in that way where I'm right at the entrance.
Oh, exactly. And I want to go when they've got awesome surprises, not when it's going to suck.
And you can never. Oh, it's Kane.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that guy.
Thank you, Gwen.
He's a bear.
So how are you feeling so far, like now that we're getting closer to the road?
I'm so conflicted because the main roster WWE is really where I have let my balls drop. That sounds wrong, but that's where I've dropped balls. Yeah. I am just all I can think about is Finn Balor and NXT. We'll get to that. There's so much wrestling. We talk about this every week now, and we are busy humans, and you can only watch so much wrestling and actually also have a life. And usually I would just forego the life, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's usually how I've been doing it.
Because Cats is out of theaters now. I've got some downtime.
Yeah, at least until
it comes
release.
Out on digital. So I have a couple of extra hours a week. Yeah, I have really been focusing on NXT, AEW, and obviously like New Japan a couple of weeks ago. I was watching several hours a day, which is fun.
Yes.
Main roster is where I haven't really been paying attention, which means that when something is good and it's getting to me, even though I'm not watching the program, that means it's really, really good.
Yes.
So they're the things I'm excited about. Like, I'm really enjoying Andrade's work right now. We'll talk about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's interesting watching it from slightly of an out, not outsider, but from outside looking in rather than being in the middle of it and being furiously angry all the time.
It's kind of a treat because then when something is good, I get to hear about it and go, oh, that was delightful. And then I don't have to like engage with the parts of it I don't like.
And I don't like so much of it. So I'm very excited now to move on to storylines that matter, storylines that are going to build and go forward the way to April.
Because now that we are on the road, now is the point where I'm like, okay, I can start really paying more attention to the main roster.
And praying.
Well, because like I can start paying more attention to it because there are actually going to be things happening. We're not floating in limbo. The things that happen now are going to be the things that matter come WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And to close out the rest of this wrestling season. Mm-hmm. If something pisses me off now, it's like, well, we'll see what they do at Mania.
Exactly.
Whereas before it was like, well, it's going to piss me off now and then it's not going to matter in a month. So there's no point in me getting mad by watching it.
And this is the super fun wild speculation time. Because this is when wild speculation actually starts to matter. Because it's like, oh, well, if Brock is entering himself at number one, then presumably if he doesn't win, because, you know, whoever throws him out, you've got to think is how that storyline is going to build to be a mania related, or at least a pre-mania related, which then puts you in a chess game position of being like, well, does that mean whoever wins the Rumble will be someone that challenges for the SmackDown title?
Right.
Which also means, you know, it's like, oh, we've actually got lots of exciting things to look forward to.
That could be like so far out of the ordinary.
Which is what I love about the Rumble.
And I, you know what, I think we all have Brock fatigue, but I think it's a brilliant idea having him injure himself
smart.
As one.
So smart. Because it's like he's in it, he's there, he's doing his job, he's not in a title match because he hates those. And also, he'll work much longer than he would any other day of the
week. Well, then we get to see the whole roster react to him, and he becomes like King Kong. He becomes like, you know, Ganon or Bowser or any
of
these.
I'm down to have
huge...
him like throw out 10 people before it even starts. You know, just be like, yep, there we go. I'm just sat in the middle, hanging out. Mm-hmm. Chilling, and then whoever does throw him out, it's a big deal. It makes someone really important really quickly.
And even if it's like three people, if it's like, you know, you have to get together a Kevin Owens, a Samoa Joe, a Keith Lee, or whatever, you know, and have all of these very powerful people do it still looks great.
All
so yeah, I'm genuinely excited for that.
Yay.
So you know, we do talk, like, we mostly pay attention to AEW, we pay a lot of attention to, and obviously NXT, pay a lot of attention to New Japan and all this other stuff. Does that kind of take some of the steam out of the road, or is it like a thing where you can compartmentalize?
I'm a compartmentalizer by nature.
Hard same.
Yeah.
Hard same.
I'm not saying sociopath, but like, I'm just really good at separating out my stuff, which I think you have to be a wrestling fan, otherwise you just end up on Twitter shouting at people for getting upset about there being a lady in a bikini on the show last week. I don't know if you're listening to this person who was being an asshole on Twitter. I'm assuming you're not, because you're a terrible person and our listeners are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got to be able to compartmentalize. I feel like I've been getting more disenchanted with AEW lately too, which then drives me back to looking at things from a broader picture and saying, like, well, what is it that I want and what I need?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm always going to be excited about the road, especially the Rumble.
Especially the Rumble. No, it doesn't matter where I'm at with the product. The Rumble will always be like the thing that I look most forward to, because it's so much fucking fun.
Because I feel like I would watch the Rumble even if I didn't watch anything else WWE.
In the same way that a lot of people only watch Mania, I think if it was one thing where you could only watch one WWE show a year, not counting NXT, I would think it would be the Rumble.
If it's good enough for Werner Herzog. and undeclared Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is a surprise entrant in the Rumble, then like...
I want, one of these days, I do want Werner Herzog to narrate, to do commentary on a Rumble. And now, the Geza, you see all of the triumph and the power of man as Brock Lesnar sits in the corner catching his breath, and Roman Reigns sits in the corner catching his breath.
Beautiful.
And Dick Bala points his dick towards the cat.
Towards Baby Yoda.
Towards Baby Yoda.
I mean, I just think if we have Baby Yoda and maybe Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer as the surprise entrance, it's a good year for me.
Oh, they would be doing some Eddie Guerrero shit.
I think they'd be the best entrance. They're my picks for the Rumble. Moving on.
Well, so we're going to start with SmackDown. And John Morrison's back. We haven't really gotten a chance to talk too much about
Johnny SmackDown.
Johnny SmackDown. It's been fun watching him go from Johnny Lucha, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Impact.
Johnny Mondo.
Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Jonah Jonathan.
Yeah.
I assume that's next.
You know, I'm, you know, it's one of those things where I'm excited. I take it all with a grain of salt, because at any moment, you know, they take these dudes that we fall in love with on the indies and all this other stuff, and unless I know that they're nestled safely in NXT, which has its own problems, I worry about what's going to happen with them on the main roster.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with John Morrison is he looks like such a classic wrestler, but that's kind of like he does it on purpose because it's funny. Whereas before, he did it on purpose because that was what was expected of him. I feel like now he's like doing wrestler cosplay.
Yeah, it's like he's gone retro.
Yeah, and I don't know.
As himself.
I don't know if that's going to translate.
I don't know.
I think it's really fun. Also, unfortunately, that video of him and Miz rapping found its way back into my timeline. It's real, guys. I believe it's when they were going against Crime Time.
Yeah.
And it's them trying real hard to get over something that I'm sure someone said was real good shit.
Yes, someone who would say such a thing.
Someone who would say that something was real good shit.
But I'm into it. Like, I'm loving seeing him with Miz. I thought his first promo where he came out was like, I'm so pleased to be back. But not because of you guys. I'm like, oh, he's going to be heel, Johnny SmackDown. And I love that. I'm really enjoying seeing him with Miz. I love Miz. We just have a Miz appreciation moment.
Yeah,
that
I
man
love Miz,
works so hard. And obviously Miz and Mrs. is now back on TV.
Right.
So I figured he would get pulled into a storyline be back. But he has to, like, they have to protect him now because he's bigger than just the show, which is crazy.
He is bigger than the show. And I don't know what the ratings are for
doing great.
But it seems like it's doing pretty
great.
Good.
I've only caught bits of it, but it's delightful.
So I'm not up on Total Bellas right now. I know, you guys. I'm fucking dropping balls left and right.
What do you need?
So they have a, are they still doing the show or are they just doing the podcast now?
I believe they are doing the show. I believe it's back soon.
Okay. So it's going to be all about her and Artem?
Well, because the last episode of Total Bellas was her riding off in Artem's motorcycle, but they weren't announced. It was kind of a reveal that she was like, oh, well, maybe I am dating someone and maybe they don't know. And then she got on Artem's motorcycle and it was like, oh, she's dating Artem. So we've skipped a whole bunch.
Bitch, we already knew. Don't yeah. do corny shit when we already know.
They were on the last episode of Total Divas. They were actually, interesting to no one but me, they were filming Total Divas in Maui last May when I was in Maui.
No, that's incredible.
Because I was wearing a Mr. Perfect t-shirt and every single human on Maui was like, oh, that's interesting. Do you know the lady wrestlers are here right now? And I was like, tell me more. Because there's like four people on Maui, it would seem. There's actually many. But it would seem
but
like...
But no, it is like a smaller...
It's like going to your hometown where everyone knows everyone.
Yes,
and immediately
everybody
they
know,
see
everybody
you
business.
And they're like, oh, yeah, it's a wrestling t-shirt. Do you know the wrestlers are here? And I was like, I did not get to see the wrestlers, obviously. But we missed them. Like everywhere we went, they were like, oh, they're going to be here in a few hours. Or, oh, they were just here this morning. But yeah, the Bellas showed up for
I'm sure
the...
Jeff was very excited that your honeymoon
Jeff
didn't
was
come.
Was like, absolutely. He was planning, he was like waiting to propose.
Yes.
And he's just like, do I have to wait until you've talked to Natty about the cat sanctuary? And I'm like, yes,
yes
you do.
You actually
know
do.
Your place.
Sorry,
but yeah, so they were on that, which means I think that just finished a couple of months ago. So I think we're now waiting for Bellas to come back. I think it usually comes around Mania season.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what will be on it, but... Hopefully, I mean, Artem, because they're engaged now.
That's weird.
They're really engaged.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
They definitely love
they
each other very much.
Really
we'll be together forever.
Super in love. So is there anything else from my, again, we neither one of us has been super doing it from SmackDown that caught your eye. Anytime I get some Cesaro.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
On my TV.
Yeah, any Cesaro time makes me happy. I'm glad to see him like actually in a storyline, even if it's in this very odd backing Shinsuke situation.
Yeah.
With like, they're all foreign, throw them together. I'm like, a Canadian, a Swiss man, and a Japanese man? Sure.
That's also, remember back when Shinsuke didn't need back. It's fine.
Yeah, remember when Shinsuke was like one of the best wrestlers ever in the whole wide world? And
he gets to surf everywhere. I guess he's fine, but...
He's having a nice life, I think, and that's all I want for my boys.
Yeah, I just want a nice life, you know, not getting thrown through too many tables. It's good.
Yeah.
I agree. I thought that match was definitely a standout. Anytime I can get more Cesaro, happy, happy girl.
Curiously engaged. Okay, maybe you can help me make sense of this. Why am I interested in the Mandy Otis storyline? Because I shouldn't be, but I find it quite sweet.
And now Mandy Rose up on the apron. Nikki Cross getting involved. And look at Otis saving Mandy. And Sonya Deville making sure that her partner's okay, and she is.
I don't get
like,
it.
Like, I don't want it, but when I'm being given it, it's kind of like I didn't want dessert because I'm so full, but then your friend is like, but I made this dessert for you and it's your favorite and I want you to eat it, and I'm like,
at least try some.
I don't really want to, but I'll eat a little tiny bit, and then I'm like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah,
but that tiny bit was plenty and I'm not sure if I can eat the rest of it, but thank you.
I can do a spoonful of banana pudding after it, but I think
like
that's
a tiny bit
because it's got all those cookies.
Because when I get to the bottom of it, I don't know what it's gonna be like or if I'm gonna feel good.
Is there a crust? Is it a cookie?
Yeah. So I don't hate it, but I'm confused by it.
I feel like it could become that weird like stalker thing.
Because at the minute it just seems to be quite a sweet opposites attract.
Yeah. Aww. No, that's kind of cute.
Like, and is it they're trying to split up fire and desire? I'm confused. I'm not sure. But I'm keeping an open mind about that angle.
Angle.
Yes.
Our faces and our chins do a thing when we angle. So if you've got any thoughts on what we've discussed so far, dessert and cats and Artem, and I'm sure some wrestling was in there, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via the links in our show notes. We'll be back to talk about some more wrestling news up next on Tights and Fights.
Nearly two decades ago, Commander Data sacrificed his life.
The Greatest Discovery is also about Star Trek Picard.
Jesse Thorne won't let us stay on the network unless we do all the Star Trek series, and so here we are. Doing a show about maybe our favorite Star Trek character of all time.
If you're excited to watch the new Star Trek Picard series and you'd like some veteran Star Trek podcasters to watch it along with, we're your guys. Sorry you're stuck with us.
What the hell are you doing out here, Picard? Saving the galaxy?
So subscribe to The Greatest Discovery. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts.
Or at MaximumFun.org.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Danielle Radford, and I am joined today by
Lindsay Kell.
Hello. Alrighty. So now we're going to talk about some AEW Dynamite. So AEW has not only been renewed, but
Yay.
It's going to be going two nights a week.
Crazy.
I think that that is fantastic. I think they have the roster to do it, especially with all the stuff they're doing on After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't start getting at least a half an hour's worth of women's shit, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
All of those points were reasonable and correct. Yeah, I was super excited to hear that they've been renewed and that we are safe with more wrestles until 2023.
More time to grow, more time
That's
to learn.
That's amazing. I am excited for that. I'm excited for a second night. I think they might need to deepen the roster a little bit, and maybe now's a great time to talk to New Japan about that partnership.
Yep.
And wouldn't it be amazing to have the New Japan US belt on AEW as well as on New Japan? Wouldn't that be amazing? Mox has it. He has it. It's in his house. He could just bring it in.
Just, hi, I have this.
Just, I have this. Who wants to, like, do play fighting for it? Like, I would love that with one eye. I think they might need to develop a little bit, but I think they're totally capable of it. I think they're very capable of it.
The pros and the cons are obviously, like, two shows could mean, like, a little bit. But if you handle talent right,
yes.
And this is, again, me, Danielle, being in my little hopeful box, having two shows a week means accelerated growth.
Yes.
It means that they are going to be learning from their mistakes, like, in real time.
Yeah,
Something didn't work here? Well, then here's where we know, you know, oh, we're still not getting our camera angles? Cool, we have another chance to fit. Like, everyone's going to get better way faster.
And they do have to get better faster. Like, I think they might want to consider hiring a couple of people to help with the writing. And I'm not saying hire a room full of people like at WWE.
No.
I'm saying bring in people with experience. I'm not saying do what WWE does when they, like, I'm hiring a soap opera writer who's going to quit in 6 months
because
they're miserable. Bring people in from the industry. Bring in your friends. But, like,
people who know how to, if nothing else, someone who can keep track of storylines.
Bring in some ladies to write lady stories. You know, there's plenty of them. I'm looking at two right now. One of them's me, but the other one's you. Like, there are lots of options. You have lots of opportunities to bring in people and women from the industry and workers who would have something helpful to say.
Yes.
I think they need to do that. I think they desperately need to figure out these production issues. I was watching this week's, and there was the Britt Baker promo, which I just, oof. The less said, the better.
Listen, I'm a role model, and that is a lot of pressure. It's a full-time job, and I'm the hottest girl on this boat. No, guys, look. Look, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Listen, I'm smart, I'm educated, I'm brilliant. And Tony, did you know? I'm a dentist.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard enough. We've heard enough.
Oof. Yeah. Brit. I feel like she's gone from being someone I'm super excited about to somewhere I'm like, oh, don't give her the mic.
Well, and again, that just comes with, like, that's like anything.
Experience.
Like, you have to do
training.
It.
And training. And it's like, yeah, she's learning on camera, but they need to get better at their training off camera. They really do.
Yeah.
And they
I
have
know
to get better with their timings. Their production has to be better. And they're like, oh, we're going to cut now in the middle of this promo before she's got to a point because she's clearly forgotten what she was going to say. And she's just calling Tony Schiavone a shitty barista. And it's like, okay, great. Now what?
I understand that they're trying to do things in a way that's more like it's about the wrestling. We're not like we are a wrestling show that just happens to be taped or whatever it is they're doing. I don't think it would kill them to do a dress rehearsal.
And a couple of them. And promo class. Someone needs to go to promo class.
And
some of them.
And again, it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know what? Don't send them to promo class. Send them to,
improv. Send them to
improv.
Somewhere. But I just think there's too many of them are uncomfortable on the mic, and you can't rely on someone being a natural on the mic because you can be a fantastic wrestler and you cannot be great at talking. And you can't just say my wrestler doesn't need to talk because they're great unless you have someone talking for them. because, yes, you are more heavily invested in the wrestling than the storylines, but the storylines are what drives your wrestling forward. The two things need to work hand in hand, especially at the beginning.
Well, because it's that thing of, again, it's like they are very much operating like they are the indies.
Yeah.
Where it's like in the indies, it's like, well, look, if you're here, it's because you like the wrestling.
Yeah.
And these two people may have a storyline together. They may not. So they'll just come in and they'll do some wrestling and that's what you're here for. And that's great. And that's great. And that works. That does not work on the TV.
No.
It just doesn't.
It just doesn't always translate, especially with someone like Britt, where you are trying to build a character. They're clearly building her as a character, as a thing. You know, she's like, oh, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I'm the hot girl. I'm a dentist. I own a company. I'm powerful. I'm successful. Mm-hmm. I do this and hold down a job. I'm so much better than the rest of you. Like, that's fine if that's who you're going to be. But if you're going to be, I'm better than the rest of you, you actually have to be
better
than everyone else. Yeah. And I love Britt and I want her to succeed. I think she has all of this potential, but they have to get her into some sort of character work class or do something with her.
Absolutely.
It's just putting her at an unfair disadvantage if they don't. I actually think it's unfair.
Yeah, that's
not I'm not going to say, oh, she just sucks. I'm like, no, she's just not getting the support
that she would
say an NXT where she would be in class, she would be in training, and she's not because she's working and also traveling and on a cruise.
Right. The cruise doesn't
look like they had a great time.
I know.
I've got to say.
I wish I could have gone.
We're going next year. I'm putting my foot down.
Fuck it. We're going.
They've got to figure out this women's division. We're out of time. We're out of like patience.
And that's why I'm like, I'm super pumped that they're going to have that extra day so that we can get into that.
Yeah.
Because now that you got no excuses, fellas.
Nope.
If you've got this much TV time and you don't have a good chunk of women stuff on your TV time, it's a decision you're making.
It shouldn't be like, oh, did we put a women's match on this week? I'm like, I've put up with that for many, many years from the other company. Mm-hmm. I will not put up with that here.
Here's one thing, talking about building stuff. You spend all of this time building your tag division and you wind up getting your titles to two boys whom I love.
Whomst you love.
I love both of these boys, but they're not a tag team, and you give them the tag title after spending so much time building your tag division.
It's very confusing. And I mean...
And I get it. You're doing it because you're on the cruise. They're serving... And I think that that's an interesting thing is because that is one of those cases where they are serving two things.
Yes.
Because this isn't one of their shows that's whatever. This is also a Wrestle Cruise.
Yes.
And so you have to...
I was so confused at first. I'm like, why? Because I had forgotten it was the cruise. I'm like, why are they wrestling in a windy parking lot? And it's like, they're on a boat. Boat is real.
They're on
and
a boat.
I was delighted once I realized that it
So I get that. I get that you have to have them on there and you've got to do something special for the people who pay for the cruise because the cruise is in the thousands of dollars. Like people...
It's expensive.
Money is spent. And so you want to make sure that they get a special show. I don't know. But it's also like, do you want to do something that has so like ramifications on the later shows?
I feel like it is building the Kenny Page feud.
I know.
Because I felt like there was still the tension because obviously they won, but it... built the tension towards them because, you know, Kenny was ostensibly knocked out of the match quite early on, so Adam Page had to carry the whole thing.
No, and I get it.
And then when they celebrated and Kenny did that... Kenny's doing great work in this feud. Kenny was like, you know, this is my priority. As long as we hold these belts, this is my priority. I'm still going to come for you, Jericho and Mark, so I'm coming for you. You'll get your rubber match, pal. But this is my priority right now. And you could see Page being like, is it? Because we just won these. This is the important thing. So I think that's going to be interesting to watch that divide and how they're going to...
I just hope they do it well because this is literally my least favorite way to...
I just don't think you needed to give them the belts to do it. Like, I'm interested to see how they do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just made it awkward when they were like, hey, Box, we thought you'd win them before us, but here we are.
Oopsie doopsie. But yeah, no, and that's just me in years of watching wrestling where I'm like, they put them together as a tag team so they can split them up. It's like, and I do get that. And Hangman is a sad alcohol boy right now. I don't know if a cruise was
Chirons
the best place
are hilarious.
To put. Yes, they are amazing. If y'all aren't paying attention, I feel like everyone is kind of savvy and paying attention.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been paying attention to the Chirons or you watch it while you're doing something else, go back and look. I'm sure that you can find a Tumblr or something.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's got
and if there isn't one, someone start that Tumblr, AEW Chirons Tumblr, and like watch the cash. I don't know how Tumblrs are monetized, but watch the money flow in. I just think they've been glorious.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. You should definitely check those out.
Whoever's writing them, I hope it's Jeff in social media. got told off by Tony Khan. They should get a pay rise or they should be allowed to be put in charge of story writing.
Some other story writing.
It's great.
And the thing is, again, you don't have to script them. You can be like, hey, here's a cool line. Use it or don't.
Yeah.
But maybe you're a
person. I don't need scripts. I just need a storyline that's
coherent.
Coherent.
Someone who is tracking it.
Explaining and
who's.
Like,
only job it is to, there's a reason why when you go and you shoot movies, Tyler Perry, I'm talking to you specifically, that you have someone who is in charge of continuity, because then that person can make sure that your wig that is busted looks busted in the same way in two shots. They can make sure that the script is not in the shot of a scene. Tyler Perry Studios. So I'm just saying that's why it's important when everyone else is doing a million roles, you have one person dedicated to be the details person. And that is what a good, having someone just in charge of tracking storylines and making sure that they make sense.
And we're missing that right now. Especially for the women, where it's just, it is just starting to feel like they just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't care.
And that's upsetting.
I'm hoping that we're wrong and that they're still kind of whatever. I also think...
I just think if that was true, we wouldn't have had a lady... I'm going to go on about it again. But we wouldn't have had a lady in a bikini at the Miami show where she was just sat there like a prop with nothing to say and nothing to do. But hey, look, I'm in a bikini. I was waiting for a guy in a Speedo to come out and then I would have been perfectly happy.
Just parody.
Just, yeah.
You know what honestly would have, I think was a missed opportunity? They should have had... everybody on the show, all the wrestlers come out in various swim attire.
Yes. Oh, Malibu Barbie. It
Kenny
should have
coming
been
out
full
in a Speedo.
Malibu Barbie.
Everybody just,
it would have been amazing. Really,
or even
so much fun.
If you have the woman who's on the side, have those be wrestlers who aren't wrestling and then have her come out, get changed, and bring Sunny Kiss out so that he can be there tanning.
Yes.
You know?
There are a thousand ways to do that and make it okay, but to just be like, hey, you know what we used to do? The good old boys used to do at Bash at the Beach, we would have some chick in a bikini. And it's like, what's her name? What does she do? What's she here for? Like, does she have hopes and dreams? Does she have any pets? Does she like cats? Which is her favorite cat?
She apparently thinks that this is a beach.
Yeah, she's just like,
I just stumbled onto this set.
It's full,
where's
Malibu,
the water?
It's full Malibu Stacy.
Yeah.
And I was very upset about it. And the person I would
Bash
get
on the
into
Beach
it.
Lady, we're but very not, happy yes. that you got your check. This
I
is
love
not your
that
fault.
You got paid. I just wish that there had been an equal paycheck for a gentleman in a Speedo.
Thank you. We got a babe on the beach. Let's get a beau on the beach.
Yep.
Everyone gets to be on a beach.
Thanks, everyone. Something for everyone. Wrestling is for everyone.
Wrestling is for everyone. But going back to, and this is really quickly, I feel like they at this point would really benefit. And I know that they've got Awesome Kong, but she's also off doing other awesome things.
And has been sick, I guess.
Yeah, and she's not around as much. They would really, really, really benefit on bringing in more veteran women who can fucking get that locker room together.
They missed out on a trick by not getting your wife.
Mercedes Martinez. Oh, that would have been. She's going to be great on NXT.
Yeah, she
Those
is.
Women are going to learn so much for her. But it's also like, God, they have such a bounty of riches between her and Sarah. And Mercedes would have been. She could have fucking whipped that locker room into shape.
I got to say, I'll just chime in with this. I was really annoyed seeing people who I think were being a little bit unfair when they said, why would AEW want Mercedes when she's clearly said that she wants to transition to training and they're, trying to get the new generation? I'm like, no.
Because that's exactly why you fucking want her.
That's what they need. They need a presence that. Why would that be? They should be so lucky
really
to have somebody
do.
Who
this
wants
is
to
it.
Train
They
their
have
people.
Jericho in there as their authority. They have Arn. They have all these boys in the back room.
You need a chick. You need a woman.
Who is your
that?
Woman there? Who? Where's your woman DDP? Where's your woman Arn? Where's your all these people?
Because
it
now can't
part
be Brandy.
Oh, Brandalorian, step off. She's so good.
She's so good at
what
she
does. She
does,
but this is not what it is that she's good at.
Also, thank you for ruining our Bechdel stats, Julian. Thank you. Thank you. No. All right, so we're going to start up on Raw because we're going to want to end on a positive note.
Yay.
And so... What did you, of what you got to see, what did you like about Raw? Look, Andrade fucking versus Mysterio was amazing, as it always is.
That would have been what I was going to put over if I was going to put over a match, but I want to talk about the Becky thing. I thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. We do not deserve Zelina.
We don't deserve Zelina.
And what's the common thread here? Fucking cats.
Fucking cats.
She could put on her own performance of the musical at home with her actual cats.
Make Zelina Bumbleina, you cowards.
Oh my God. If she does not come out for the Rumble in cats-inspired gear...
I'm going to be pissed.
We riot. Can't say that in LA, because, we will.
We will.
We mustn't. Not over cats. There's more important things. Are there? That was amazing. That was genuinely great. I loved every moment of it. She is just such a gift. The woman is a gift.
Let me tell you, I stumbled upon clips of, fighting with my family, and I was watching some of them, and the comments where people were I had to step up and fucking, in one of my many alt accounts, you'll never find me, I had to step up and fucking defend Zelina's name and be like, you were going to put some respect on Zelina fucking Vega.
Oh, she's amazing in that film.
Because people were like, oh, well, she's no AJ Lee. Why does her gear look like
that? No, she's not.
And I'm like, no, she's wearing her own gear, fuckers, and she's an amazing fucking talker and amazing everything, and I'm sorry that she's not your fucking manic pixie dream girl.
I cannot believe how good a job she did of...
And she made it sound natural. And she sounded
speech,
just like her.
She sounded just like her. It was amazing. But it's a film. Why would she be wearing her actual clothes? Florence Pugh wasn't wearing Paige's actual clothes.
Well, and they were like, well, why isn't she wearing a shirt and a thing? And it's like...
Because it's not a documentary. It's
also,
a film.
AJ had been gone by then. Why would they put on AJ's merch?
Exactly. They played her music. They had her skip. They had her sound exactly like her.
And why? They're not going to pay
for... I don't really see what
the
problem is.
Look, they're
not
going to pay for fucking Zelina to get new gear.
No, sorry, exactly, guys.
It's not going to happen.
Not at that point.
No,
I think Zelina is amazing. I am ready. I love seeing her with Andrade. I love her and Andrade so much. I want to see her do more for her.
I agree.
Fully with his support. Hopefully.
Yeah, like he comes out and does a thing for her, and she comes out and does a thing for him.
Yeah, they're associates. They're business associates. Yeah. He should business associate for her.
Exactly.
One assumes that's how these things work. But yeah, I just love her so much. And I'm like, when is she going to get what she's due?
I agree.
I want it.
Because she's a good, like, she's not just great on the mic.
She's a good worker. Yeah. Let's have it.
And finally, okay, we're going to talk about what we liked about NXT. Yay, 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 yay. All right, we just got to do it. We got to do it.
I just don't know if I can.
Because I don't want to end
blushing.
On it, but we have to talk about it.
I am blushing. Finn's dick.
I don't know if Finn had a mic in his pocket or if he was just happy to see us.
It did look like a microphone. And I know I sound like someone who's never seen one before. A microphone or a penis. But holy shit.
Of all the dick prints that he has ever given us.
Of all the dick prints, maybe that's why he's changed the spelling of his name Prince, because it's not Prince, it's Prince.
It's Prince.
Prince. His name
Prince
is now
Devitt.
Prince
yeah,
Devitt.
Yeah, it is.
Dick Prince Devitt.
It was a powerful dick point.
I was watching it while I was eating my dinner. I had to put my dinner down because I was disturbed. I was watching the show with my husband, who is a huge Finn fan. Mm-hmm. And we're watching it, and Jeff was like, look at his dick, which is not something I'm accustomed to hearing from my heterosexual cis husband.
Well.
And he wasn't even mad about it. I think he was just kind of impressed.
Like, oh, man, look at that dick.
If you guys haven't seen NXT this week, I should say the match itself is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. We're going to get into other
Against
NXT
Joaquin.
Stuff. We just kind of had to
get
this out of the
way. Yeah, we just got to get it out there. But yeah, Finn fought a man... dressed as an insect / DJ in a pimped out bike helmet. When he came out with the like strappy things coming from his head, I'm like, did you take Finn's old gear? And
it's like hard, it's giving me hard Shakara vibes.
Yeah, it gave me hard, you've got 20 minutes to do a smash and grab around Target to make a costume. And that's what he got. And I'm not upset with it. I just feel like it's not going to. It's not a gimmick that's going to go far.
It's not a final look.
We're not going to see that little cape thing again.
Don't get used to it.
No,
is what
it's
we're
fine.
Saying.
But like, well played, Joaquin. You tried. And when he came out, I was like, oh, I don't really see what this is. And then when the match started, I realized it was a Finn has to murder someone match.
Yep. And
Finn
he
is
did.
Going, and I will say the Joaquin, I don't know his work terribly well. I think I've only seen him a couple of times maybe, or one time on NXT before. But he sold like a mother.
Oh my God. I thought
like
he
every
died.
Time Finn kicked him, he flew. It really made Finn look incredibly, incredibly strong and powerful.
Maybe that's why his dick was so hard.
And maybe that's why his dick was so hard. But you guys, it was out for the whole game. You could see it. I am sorry if children are listening.
They
shouldn't
don't.
Be. They shouldn't. This is a horny podcast about penises and the musical Cats. But like, neither of those things are appropriate for small children.
No.
But holy shit, I just cannot believe I mean, he has to work with his ex-girlfriend. I feel very bad for Kathy, who must see it in the hallway and be like, nope. Just turn around and walk away. Mm-hmm. Imagine having to work with your ex and seeing it walking around the hallway looking like that.
Just
I'd
the
be
dick
very,
out.
Yes, I would be very uncomfortable. It's and like, she's already incredibly beautiful in her own right, but I would be like, no, thank you, not today.
It's like, oh, I've seen that.
Yep, and we're all seeing it.
I go, hello, good to see you again, sir. It's been
yes,
a minute.
To you and you.
To you and you. Oh, hello.
Yeah, it's, I, oof, yeah. It was a great match that was only mildly overshadowed by his immense dick print.
By his immense dick.
But I really enjoyed it. For what I guess was, to all intents and purposes, a squash match,
yeah,
he looked dominant. He looked
which
monstrous.
Is good. Like, this is like, I like that he gives us those little reminders of like, oh, this ain't main roster Finn.
Yes, yeah.
And then Tony Storm got a DQ win over Io
yes.
Shirai. Love.
I love
Tony. Both of them. I like her better without the dumb little hat.
I'm so happy without the silly little hat. There was, Jeff made a comment about the backwards baseball cap and was like, what's that about? And I'm like, look,
has been worse.
Any day that it's not it the little
be,
top hat.
It could be very tiny and like off to the side.
Yes, it could be a Mad Hatter's. She could literally have just picked it up at Disneyland and come on out.
Yeah, just right from Party City.
I love watching her. I just think she's so fun in the ring and you can feel the joy of it from her. It was not a matchup I was expecting because I'm like, oh, Io, like, who wins this one? And then like, oh, I see. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans
for
like,
all.
Fuck, I can't wait to see them wrestle again.
Oh my God. Just NXT women's division, just inject it directly into my veins.
Yeah.
I just feel like I could get by with just that right
Yeah,
now.
Just Clockwork Orange me. Just like lift up my eyes. Keep me watered.
Shayna Shotzi. I really loved it. I didn't know how I was going to feel about it because I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But it was
amazing.
So great.
It was so good.
Shotzi came off looking like a star. Shayna looked like a badass.
It's everything
they
you
gave
want.
Each other a really good showing. I just, thank you, NXT Women's Division, for doing this for us.
Guys, you're the only one. And the Broserweights beat Imperium. And Keith Lee is your new North American champion.
There's nothing I don't love about NXT right now. I'm giggling like a schoolgirl.
It's so good.
I'm giggling like a schoolgirl because I love the Broserweights.
Yes.
I love them so... I didn't know. I loved the delightful jokes about Matt Riddle enjoying marijuana cigarettes.
This is Riddle and Dunn. The Jokers. The Broserweights. Joint manipulation, whatever it is that you two dweebs are calling yourselves.
Bruh. I don't even know what you really said. You said something about manipulating a joint. And then I kind of lost focus, stopped listening, and started daydreaming, bruh. Look.
And Matt Riddle's gonna smoke you.
Yes.
That was magical because I did not get the joint manipulation joke on the first time.
Oh.
Matt had to explain the joke for me because I'm a simple, sweet, naive baby.
It was very cute.
And he's like, you're talking about us manipulating joints? That sounds cool, dude. And I'm like, oh, you're talking about drugs.
You're talking about marijuana.
It made me
cigarettes.
So happy. I love them. I'm excited for that match. I thought Pete sounded great on the mic. He's done great work on his accent. I have friends from Birmingham. It's not always easy. Liverpool is even more difficult. They still have some work to do. The boys have some work to do.
Come on, vets.
But I loved it. I'm super pumped for it. I did not know how much I needed sweaty Matt Riddle and hairy Pete Dunne to be best tag team bro friends.
When you get him in with his super fucking Valley Boy accent.
Yeah, bro.
It's just like a really nice contrast.
I just love them together. I didn't realize. I think they work well together. I love that they have matching gear.
I do too.
Their styles are so different, but they actually
work really
nicely together, which is, you know, watching Pete just come in and smash someone to death and then rip apart their joints.
Yeah.
But then see Matt just always looks... So you know that episode of Friends where Phoebe teaches Rachel how to run?
Yes.
That's how I feel about Matt Riddle's wrestling. You know, like, he's wrestling through Central Park and he's about to run into a horse.
Yes.
Like, his arms and legs everywhere. I'm not convinced he has complete control over his body, but I can tell the sheer joy of what he's doing, and that if he chooses to, he could murder you.
Yeah, which we know he was in MMA.
Yeah, exactly. But that edge is always there, but it's just tempered by this like childlike joy and legs.
I can't actually hurt anyone, so I'm just going to flop around like Kermit.
Yeah, and kick off my flippy floppies and wear my braids. And to watch the two of them together is a pairing that wouldn't on paper necessarily make sense, but actually has been so wonderful to watch, and I'm pumped to see it.
They have amazing chemistry.
And then... yeah, wowzers with the big news at the end of the night.
Big, big catastrophe by Lee! Keith Lee has become the NXT North American champion!
And the new NXT North American champion, Keith Lee!
Oh, I love Keith Lee so much.
I know, me too. I was very surprised. Were you surprised?
If only because, like, I knew it was coming. I just didn't think it was coming this soon.
I figured they would lose all their belts at the same time. Mm. I did not think they were going to lose them piecemeal.
Right.
I fully believe Keith deserves this. I thought there would be shenanigans here.
Yeah.
And he would win it at the takeover event that's coming up. Or that maybe they would all lose at the takeover or something.
I think we all kind of figured they would all lose it once.
Yes. But... I really didn't see him losing it just on NXT when we have two major NXT events coming up.
I'm kind of hoping, because what I could see happening is this becomes a slow burn of like either someone feeling like, well, I'm the weak link, or everyone else considering them to be the weak link. I don't want them broken up yet.
No, and I feel like they teased that with Roddy last time.
And I don't like it.
So I don't want it, and I don't like it, and I don't want Roddy to be the weak link unless it means he starts wearing just black jeans all the time instead of his...
yes.
Panties, because he looked really hot when he was wearing jeans and he had to pop in the ring that time. But yeah, I'm not ready for them to be broken up, but I am ready for them to lose all their belts and be petulant, spoiled little babies.
Yes.
And start fucking with people's matches and start being really sneaky. I don't know. I was genuinely surprised. I'm so pleased because I love Keith Lee and I think this is so well deserved. Yes. And the work he has put in over the last couple of months, this is the least he deserves. I honestly feel like I would have pulled the trigger and probably sent him up to the main roster. I don't even know if I would have done this to him.
I still expect to see him this
weekend. Yeah, I fully expect to see him in the Rumble. If he's not in the Rumble, that is bang out of order.
That is an idiot.
100% deserves.
Why don't you want to watch him throw dudes around?
Yes, that's my favorite thing to do. Big boy season.
Big boy season.
I love it so much. I want to see him in there with Joe and Owens. And I
not all this. Don't do this to me. Don't say that all at the same time.
Joe and Owens and Keith Lee. welcome to Tapping Titles.
Welcome to Tapping Titles.
Your ASMR podcast about wrestling and cats. And Tapping Titles and Dick Prince. So many Dick Prince.
So
you know, back
prints.
In my day, there were no dick prints. They were tucking and taping. It was like a Ken doll. This is why it's so shocking to me. I'm sure there are people at home going, Lindsay, get over it. But like,
no,
this is shocking to me.
No, there was. They definitely made him look smooth. X-Pac looked like he was wearing a diaper.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was.
I don't
but they
know.
Definitely made them
next
all
time
look-
I see him in the airport with his dog strapped to him and a baby Bjorn, I will ask him.
All right, if you've got any thoughts on what we've discussed, Keith Lee, dentistry, dick prints.
I do need a new dentist.
You do need a new dentist. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via the links in our show notes to keep the conversation going. We'll be back right after this with three things in the wrestling world that you should know about. This is Tights and Fights.
Friendly Fire is a podcast about war movies, but it's so much more than that.
It's history.
It was just supposed to be another assignment.
It's comedy.
Under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy.
It's cinema studies.
It's a hell of a combination.
So subscribe and download Friendly Fire on your podcatcher of choice.
Or at MaximumFun.org.
And also come see us at San Francisco Sketchfest on January 16th.
You can get tickets at sfsketchfest.com.
Mission accomplished.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Danielle Radford, and I'm joined today by...
Lindsay Kell.
Hello. We are wildin'. Welcome back. Holy shit.
I haven't even had like that much caffeine or sugar. I don't know why.
Guys, it is still the morning. I will have you know, it is still very much the morning in LA. This week, we want to end the show by sharing some of the joy of pro wrestling with y'all. This is the three count.
One, two, three.
All right. Lindsay, what would you like to put over this week?
I am putting over the wonderful, magical, mysterious world of Becky Lynch. Mm. There's been all kinds of shenanigans going on, which I was like, wait, what is happening? I've been off Twitter for a minute.
Right.
But basically, I want to put over the statement that she put out. Mm-hmm. So there was a comment made, which I believe Julian is going to share with us.
I think the best thing for the women's division right now is that we eliminate the term women's, right? I think,
yes.
I think that we're, I think it's now starting to hold us back. We're then going, oh, this is the women's segment. This is the women's thing. Why do we need that division? We need people. We need characters. We need people looking for the main event spot, not the top women's spot, the top spot.
I've got no words. A top WWE superstar said gender shouldn't be an issue.
And you know, and she's the perfect one to say it because she is, I'm sorry, to my mind, she's still the top fucking superstar.
Yeah, she 100% to me.
And so for her to be like, yo, like it shouldn't just be me, like it shouldn't be an anomaly that I'm the top star, and it shouldn't be, oh, isn't it amazing that she's the top star because
She's the top star because she's earned it and she's worked for it. And she deserves it. And it's been really frustrating to me to watch her over the last couple of months become more visibly frustrated with her position again. I was like, oh, I'm in a tag team now. And like, oh, a minute ago I was headlining Mania, but then we have one subpar match. And suddenly it's like, should women ever be main eventing matches when how many men have had subpar main events? And it's never a question if they should be headlining and main eventing events. And she's completely right. There is still a double standard where a women's match still has to be better than the men. Women in like
backwards
all
and
women,
heels, my dudes.
Exactly. All women have to be doing 1,000 times percent better than the men are doing just to maintain somewhat level footing. But I don't even think she was especially getting into gender politics. I think she was saying it shouldn't matter if a woman or a man or whoever, what you identify as the best is the best.
The best is the best.
And the superstars should be superstars, and there should be a level playing field from the beginning. We shouldn't have to fight harder. But I also think by starting this conversation and by WWE have removed the word woman from the NXT women's title, it's really beautiful for people who don't necessarily feel comfortable identifying as that binary of a woman. Mm-hmm. And whether that's what she was getting at or not, or whether that's what WWE
but
is getting
still
at
is
or
like
not.
It's a nice fucking, it's accidentally inclusive.
It's accidentally inclusive, and it actually is a huge moment for a company and a tradition and even an interest. Wrestling is an interest that has been very exclusionary and not welcoming, and we are coming on leaps and bounds right now, but for the biggest company to do it is a huge thing because it says, hey, actually, we agree. If one person saw that announcement that they were taking women's out of the title and saw Becky saying it shouldn't matter, and it made them go home and think, oh, maybe I need to understand this.
Yeah, maybe I have like weird biases that I didn't think.
Yes,
because we
I
all
didn't
do.
Know about.
We all do.
We all
have blind spots, man.
Exactly. So maybe if it made one person go home and think that, and maybe it made them turn on a Sunny Kiss match, or it made them turn on an Effie match, or someone who they've previously been like, that's not for me, because it doesn't fit what I know, then it did great work, and I am pleased.
Yay! And yeah, go read Becky's statement on Twitter. It is very, very good, and she clarified herself very well.
Yeah, we love a notes app.
We really do. I love an iOS press release. Give it to me. Give it to me. Julian, what would you like to put over today, boo?
So in honor of Keith Lee, I really love when people do. Keith Lee has honestly been wrestling for a really, really long time, like across so many brands. And when that happens, whenever WWE comes around to your town, they need extras and they need people that know how to take bumps. So who do they call? They call local talent that get some reputable things. And I loved when somebody took a shot of Keith Lee, just as kind of like a note of how far he's come. You know that really weird build up to WrestleMania 25 where it was like the McMahon family versus Randy Orton and his cronies. Keith Lee was one of Randy Orton's security guards who Triple H and Shane
McMahon. Has suffered.
This man had to sell for Shane McMahon's punches back in the day.
Keith, you earned it, buddy.
So, and then it's like it shows a picture of Triple H throwing Keith Lee into a barricade when he was a security guard, all the way to right now when Triple H took the Triple H picture with his new North American champion. So I thought that was a really great shot. Good job, Keith Lee. I'm sure you're not done doing great things. Maybe not even this year. I think you'll do a lot of great things. So.
I agree. All right. So to go from something that means a lot and is important to celebrating.
Something that means a lot and is important.
Yeah, to something celebratory. I'm bringing back the horny, y'all. So
horny.
This is just really funny. So I've been telling y'all, the New Day Feel the Power podcast is really fun. They spend a lot of time going through kind of the creation of the New Day. They do get pretty as candid as you can, but more candid than I thought they could have, considering it is an official WWE podcast about stuff. But here's one where they ask people's dream match, and Big E had a lot to say about his dream match. And Julian, you'll know at which point I'm talking about. It's only like a 2-minute long clip.
If I were to ever have a dream match, it would be against the one, the only, Goldberg. That's right, Goldberg. I don't wanna hear y'all talking about his work rate and how guys are in the ring and moonsaults. I don't care about any of that. You heard? Y'all want a great match? Nah. Bump that. I want to see two big men with big kids. With big chests. And big muscles. Bumping meat. That's why I'm here. That's why I watched wrestling as a kid. You want your 5-star matches? You want your 30-minute classics? Not me. Big meaty men slapping meat.
If the next time I call you, your ringtone isn't just Big E saying big meaty man slapping meat, I'm never going to speak to you again.
Look, Big E reached right into my dome piece and pulled out my biggest fantasy. Not with Goldberg,
big
but he's getting there.
Big meaty man slapping me.
Big meaty man slapping me. I love it. He's like, what, you want good wrestling? You want work rate?
30-minute matches? Not me.
Not me. Big meaty man slapping me. I continue to say, listen to that
work.
Podcast. It is a delight. And yes, it's all shoot, so it's not like, again, it's not like they're like, oh, but, you know, this part was real, but this part is now the kayfabe. No, it's like all out of kayfabe. All right, I have horned up this podcast, I think, enough.
You're hornier than Taylor Swift, laid in a moon, sprinkling catnip from people and just... inexplicably wearing tap shoes.
I'm just nuzzling a mic, man.
Nuzzling a mic.
I'm just nuzzling a mic. That does it for this episode of Tights and Fights this week. Your hosts were Lindsay Kelk, along with me, Danielle Radford. Does anybody else want to plug anything right quick?
I have books. Buy my books.
Yeah,
please buy my books.
Books.
They're lovely. And follow me on social media.
Sweet. Again, you can keep following me over on my social media. You can watch Fandom, where I host about 3 days a week. Watch them honest trailers, because I help write them babies as well. I might be doing something or another at WonderCon. I don't know.
Ooh.
A couple people have asked, but then it might wind up being a thing where I don't go. But
and if anyone really wants to hear you talk about your beautiful face, they can listen to the current episode of Full Coverage Podcast.
We got to talk about makeup, y'all.
We got to talk about makeup. It was very exciting.
It was really fun.
I should have mentioned that. Please listen to Full Coverage Podcast. Me and Danielle talked about makeup and her beautiful face.
Aww,
loved
you.
It.
Our producer is the stressed out apartment hunter, Julian Burrell. Oh, baby boy.
That's not even a pun. That's
I know.
Just sad.
It's just sad. Finding an apartment in Southern California is really hard.
It's not fun.
If you ever decide to move here, you should know that any apartment you might look at may or may not have a fridge, and that's just normal.
And that's crazy. That was crazy to me.
Oh,
when
no.
I had no.
I was like, what?
No.
Like, it might not have a fridge, so you might have to bring your own. Or they'll charge you like a $50 a month fridge rental fee.
Absolute nonsense.
Trash.
It's bad enough moving to a country where washing machines weren't a given.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I mean, come on, you guys.
And also, like, just know that your security deposit will be as much as your first month's rent.
It's bonkers. It's bonkers.
Great beaches, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, yeah. You're not going to get the same beaches in England, but you will get a washing machine and a fridge, and some places a dishwasher, just as standard.
That deposit, it's just going to move from landlord to landlord
to
landlord
until
you die.
I live like a sweet, sweet baby human, and I leave my flats in impeccable order, and I don't think I've ever gotten a security deposit.
Not all of it. Certainly not all of it. I've never
gotten
all of it.
Oh, look at this place where you stepped on the carpet. I'm like, oh God, I did.
Oh, I did. I did step on that carpet. That's for stepping.
I breathed this air, and I did not replace it.
I didn't replace the air. That's what I meant to do.
God damn you, Southern California.
Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Make sure you go check his socials. He's always doing something fun, whether it's a new project or a new music video or just new music or
and his
tour.
Patreon. You can watch
and his Patreon.
You can watch his documentary about his experiences in the world of wrestling.
He did. You can watch that, and he's got some other stuff up with Video Dave if you go onto his Patreon. So go take care of our Michael Eagle. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all of those are down in our show notes. And if you do love what we do, first of all, fucking thank you. We really appreciate it, and we love y'all too. But also, if you get a chance, please hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Share us with your friends if you like what we're doing. This episode, don't share with your kids, maybe.
Or just skip over. No, actually, all
there's
of it.
No safe spot, Lindsay.
You're right.
I'm trying to think of where there's one.
I'm sorry.
I almost brought up the sweatpants challenge. We'll bring that up another time. Yeah. thank you so much to the Max Fun members who make this show possible. And we will be back next week with more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
This is just going to be me being more horny. You get it? All right.
Horny. Honey. Do you have the song Horny here? Was that?
I'm horny. Yeah. Horny. Yeah,
my dad
got it.
Came to pick me up from school when I was 17 once in his soft top Ford Mondeo, blaring the song I'm Horny. And I snuck out the back door and went straight to my grandmother's house and then called him on his cell phone. I was like, oh my goodness.
I didn't know you were here.
You were picking me up today. Thankfully, no one at school knows who you are because you are a terrible father, as you have just confirmed.
Horny.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.